Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. Time now for a new episode of the Sixth Man Podcast, and it is playoffs, people. Playoff edition is here, covering game number one. It's going to be tough to get through. The Raptors dropping game number one to the Philadelphia 76ers on Saturday night, and it wasn't pretty for a lot of reasons. We're going to break it all down. First of all, let's start off with something positive. All right, I'll give you the good news first, and then we'll get into the details of the playoff game against Philly. Scotty Barnes officially announced as a Rookie of the Year finalist. Duh. He should be the winner. It's unbelievable, the rookie season that he's had. I think has definitely edged Evan Mobley out. His team is in the playoffs, not in the play-in. And, Cleveland not even relevant anymore. But Scotty having the best season of them all. Cade Cunningham. A lot of people, ESPN analysts and such, are making the case that it should be Cade now because he came on so strong. Here's the situation, people. Here it is. It's Rookie of the Year. Not rookie of the last 2 months of the season after the All-Star break. Enough said. I'm sorry that he was injured. I'm sorry he had a slow start, but it's Rookie of the Year. Scotty was doing it all year on a team that was in the lottery to get him in the fourth pick and then became the fifth seed the following year. That's pretty impressive. So Scotty Barnes for Rookie of the Year all the way. All right, now let's get into game number one against the 76ers. I really wanted this win. I really did. The Raptors just have this basketball universe hex on them when it comes to round one, game one of the playoffs. Every single year, it feels like. They're now 5-17, 5-18 in round one, game ones. Not a great record. But what they normally do is they get hammered, they acclimate, raise their game, and go, oh, we have to play like this, and just somewhere subconsciously, I guess, and then they get a lot better after that. This game, though, was relevant for a bunch of different reasons. The officiating. Now, you would never normally hear me talk about officiating too much. I don't go to the well on officiating very often, but I've got to say that the officiating in this game was horrendous. Absolutely horrendous in game number one. Fred VanVleet getting a chippy little foul within, like, what, the first 10, 12 seconds of the game? Even Fred couldn't believe it. He had two fouls in the first minute of the game. That's our all-star right there, okay? And it wasn't like he was throwing elbows down at the block like Embiid was, and we'll get to that, but Fred was playing defense, trying to take a little swipe at the ball. Didn't impede the player, didn't cause the player to lose balance or fall over. Chippy fouls. It was a disgusting start by the officials. They know that we need that player. This is the playoffs are when you're supposed to let the players decide the game. It's like overtime. In any sport, you let the players decide the game. And unless it's absolutely blatant, like elbowing people in the face, you shouldn't be calling it, in my opinion. This game is not about the refs. It is about the players and just horrible, horrible calls on Fred VanVleet to start that game. Unbelievable. Now, let me get to who I now will deem the dirtiest player in the NBA, Joel Embiid. Not very impressed. Obviously with Embiid, but if you can get away with it, you can get away with it. So Embiid throws about four elbows throughout the game, gets called for one of them. He's bowling players over. He injured, let's see who he injured with hitting. He injured Kem Birch, hit him in the face. He injured Scotty Barnes, completely wrecked his ankle. Gary Trent Jr. had a different illness. And who else was it? OG Anunoby got a tooth knocked out in this game. They were playing dirty, people. Dirty, dirty, dirty play. And it was just appalling to see that they were never getting called for it. Now, big shout out. Hats off to Tyrese Maxey. What a game. What a game. That's the guy that it was an X factor for them right from the get-go. And you cannot let a guy like that. He was automatic from three-point range in that game. Just unbelievable. Harden didn't really beat us too much. Embiid was getting the favorable calls all night long. You saw the proof in the pudding here. It just was not going to be the Raptors' night pretty early on when they were playing and getting away with what they were getting away with. It was upsetting. And I don't say that and feel like I'm on an island all by myself, because here is what Nick Nurse had to say after the game.
A counter is we gotta believe that if we're legal defensively, that they're gonna call those, right? Like we had a couple times where we beat him to the spot and he bowled us right over and they just let him lay it in. If I don't care if you're 5'11" and 160 pounds, if you beat him to the spot and he runs you over, it's a foul.
Right.
Thought he threw three or four elbows to the face. He got called for one. Okay. I mean, we're gonna stand in there. We just need, if we're legal defensively, then we got to have him called or we don't have a chance. Period. Nobody can guard that guy. If he's just, you're going to let him run, they're just going to let him run you over time and time again. But we're going to stand in there and we'll see if we don't get a few more elbow to the face calls and a few more beating him to the spot calls.
There you go. Can't argue with a single thing that he said right there. So Joel Embiid on Saturday night was responsible for the following players exiting the game. He injured Thad Young, injured Kem Birch, injured Scottie Barnes. How can you not keep an eye on this guy for injuring players? Players shouldn't be getting injured left, right, and center like that. And like I said, OG Anunoby had a tooth knocked out in one of the plays as well. Unbelievable. The elbows were disgusting. You take a point of an elbow from a guy that's that big to the eyeball, that could be your career. So the refs, super disappointed with the refs. Not just because we didn't win. I can be reasonable, but that game was just horrible, 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 horrible all the way through. Completely agree with Nick Nurse. In that situation, you got to just take the fine because you have to speak out about how bad the officiating was. And again, completely agree with them. This is how the Raptors build their identity. They have these 6'7 to 6'10 guys, but they should be, they're quicker, right? There isn't a guy from Delano Banton to David Johnson to Isaac Bonga, they're all quicker than Joel Embiid, no matter what. He's quick for his size, but they're all quicker. And if they're getting defensively to the spot before he is and he knocks them over, hey, refs, it's a foul. I sound like Mario there. It's a foul every single time. And when they start to shut that down and start to block that off, they wouldn't have been rolling like they were. So now it looks like we are going to be without tonight Scottie Barnes for sure. Waiting for results for MRI for Scotty. Thank goodness he didn't break his ankle, because when you watch the replay, it looked like he could have easily broken it. Waiting for MRI results for him. Thad Young, doubtful, with a sprained thumb, which I believe is also on his shooting hand, on his left hand. I think Gary Trent Jr. is going to be doubtful. And Kem Birch, haven't heard anything about him. I think Kem Birch will play. I think he just got sort of hit in the face. He had a bloody lip. Elbow from good old Saint Embiid right there. Yeah. Embleed. Maybe we should call him Embleed. There you go. Yeah, making players bleed with his elbows. So I don't know what we're going to get tonight, but I am still hopeful of getting a win tonight. All we really have to do is steal one in Philly. We knew that going in, and I already knew that this game would go 6 or 7. So let's steal one tonight. Hopefully they're overconfident. Hopefully the refs have got a bit of a talking to and are going to say, yeah, we sort of owe Toronto one here. You know, I don't know. I hate that that's the politics of the game, but it is. These elite players, and with Embiid being an MVP candidate, get protected. They get every call, but it was atrocious, obviously. I'll say it a million times this podcast. It was atrocious, the non-calls that he was getting. And then when he got one, he just couldn't believe it, right? He couldn't believe that he'd just been called for a foul, like getting right up in the refs' faces. I mean, not only did he get very few calls, when he did, he would really strongly complain about it when it was like that. You're sitting here as a Raptors fan going, yeah, finally. And he'd get in their face about it. And he should have been getting technicals for it. I mean, it was just, I don't know what happened that game, but they were also on fire. Like I said, Tyrese Maxey, he had more points, outplayed Embiid and Harden. So tonight, we look like we're going to be shorthanded. Some people are going to have to step up. But every once in a while, this can go one of two ways, okay? Every once in a while, you get into a situation like this, and you're like, oh, you know, Armani Brooks, Delano Banton, Justin Champagne, maybe they're going to have to play more. Boucher, maybe Yuta's got to play some tonight. And the Philly players go, this guy's a joke. I don't have to worry about him. And they underestimate. And then those players go off and not necessarily even have a huge game, but enough to help your team win. And that's what we got to hope for tonight. We got to weather the storm here, people, especially if we're going to be without Gary, Thad, and Scotty. Man, would I love to steal one tonight, upset them tonight, have less of a team and still beat them, right? But that means we got to lean on Pascal, Spicy P, and Fred VanVleet. and hopefully they will have monster games. I looked at the stat sheet after the game. You know, Pascal had a good game. I mean, 24 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds. OG, 20 points, a quiet 20 points. I was a bit surprised to see that. Fred VanVleet, 18.6 assists. Gary Trent Jr., 2 for 11, 9 points. It wasn't good. Precious was there, but not really. 9 points, 4 boards, 3 assists. Chris Boucher also had an off night. 2 rebounds, 7 points. Ken Birch, 4 rebounds. That was it. And we really had nothing else. Now, one of the really hard things about Saturday night's loss with Scotty Barnes going down was, here's Scotty's line. He had 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists before he went down. Played 32 minutes, obviously would have played the rest of the game. He was 2 assists shy of a triple-double, and that would have been the first triple-double in Raptors playoff history had he gotten those 2 more assists. Oh, Scotty, please. Scotty, please, get well soon. Come back. I just pray that these MRI results come back and he just misses like a game or two, like, you know, just one of those best case scenarios where you look at it and go, oh, he's out. Because when you looked at that replay when Embiid stepped on his ankle, I would have immediately said he's out for the rest of the playoffs. That's a broken ankle right there. That was like slightly on. That was the basketball version almost of, you know, Namath getting like that. Ankles are not supposed to do that. Even though Scotty's built like a you-know-what brick, you-know-what house. Very, very strong. He seemed to be in a lot of pain, but hopefully it's one of those things where we're all saying, you know, maybe in the next couple of days, oh, he's only going to miss like 2 games and he'll be back. Unbelievable. That'd be great. They're not going to risk him, but not broken. The x-rays were negative and now just waiting for the MRI results for him and Thad. That thumb on his shooting hand, that's going to be tough too. But I mean, we don't necessarily rely on Thad to shoot a lot, so he could still help out in other ways if he gets it taped up. But we'll see. We're going to see what kind of squad we have tonight, what happens. Hopefully the 76ers overconfident and we can get the W and even this thing up. That would be an upset right there. It was going to be an upset already on Saturday night. This would be a real upset, and I hope that the team brings it. I'm sure they will, but we need Pascal, OG, and Fred to really go off tonight. All right, I'm thinking about doing a podcast after each game, so I might be talking to you again very, very soon. We will see. Go Raptors, go. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Everybody get healthy. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.